Now, are you weather ready? The Met Office is encouraging the public that has to prepare for any severe weather this winter. Now, according to their data, most of the UK is still rather underprepared. So what should we be doing? Joining me this morning live on the other end of this line is Will Lang, Head of Situational Awareness at the Met Office. I just love that title, Will.
Morning, Dennis. Yes, it's a good job title to have.
Does it cover the whole of the UK, though?
Yeah. So the Met Office covers the whole of the UK, so we're making sure that everyone has the right forecast and the warnings and the advice that they need. So that's what my job's really about, is making sure that everyone knows what's going on, everyone is situationally aware, and so I'm in charge of our warnings and our severe weather advice. To the public, but also to emergency services, to government, etc.
Now, the weather is very changeable, and this can happen sort of within hours.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's one of the features of our weather here in the UK, isn't it? We are dominated by Atlantic weather, and where the jet stream is and where the storms come in off the Atlantic, but also we've got continental influences when the wind comes to the east or down the North Sea, etc., and it can change by the minute. Our winters are characterised probably more than anything else by their variability.
But how many people are caught out by extreme weather conditions?
Right. This is the survey that we've just done over the last couple of weeks. So 43% nationally of people who we interviewed say that they'd been caught out by severe weather over the past year. Now, actually, the statistics are a little bit better for the northeast. So it's not 43, it's lower than that, it's 35. So I think the northeast of England is already a little bit more weather ready and weather prepared than the rest of the UK. But there's still some simple steps we can all take to keep ourselves prepared and safe and well over the cold and dark winter months.
But just how underprepared are most of the nation?
Well, so most people, well, about half people say that they regularly keep in touch with forecasts and warnings. That's pretty good. We could do better. We know that when we issue the most severe weather warnings, such as amber and red warnings, then, you know, 90% of people are aware of those. And, you know, and nearly the same proportion of people are taking action. So that's really good. So when it really, really matters, we are very weather aware. And of course, we talk about the weather all the time anyway. So it's just a question of people knowing what to do. We want people to stay in touch with forecasts and warnings. Come to the Met Office for that, please. More information on our website. But also, what can you do if you know that there's severe weather on the way? And our website and the Weather Ready campaign there contains loads and loads of top tips to help you prepare yourself, your home, your family, and how to look after your neighbours as well.
But can we expect a particularly rough winter?
That's a really good question. It's too early to tell. I mean, you may see headlines in some, you know, newspapers and things saying that we can do forecasts which give detail well into the winter at this stage. That's too far ahead. So we can't. So all we're saying at the moment is that we just need to be prepared for the usual range of weather that we get in the UK and in the northeast of England in particular. So that would include stormy wet spells, probably include some snow at times when we get into the latter part of the winter in particular, especially up on the high ground. But there can also be colder, drier spells as well. Also, potentially fine weather. And that's another thing we want to remind people about, you know, looking after our well-being and mental health as it gets cold and dark is a really important thing. So it's important that we take advantage of the good weather that we do have. There's plenty of crisp blue skies to be enjoyed in the middle part of the day if you can get it out and about.
How far in advance, Will, can you actually predict the weather?
Well, I mean, weather and warnings, we tend to be able to predict in a reasonable amount of detail several days ahead. So that's typically when you'll see the first of our warnings being issued, for example, a big storm or some snow on the way, for example. We can get some hints about the way that the weather kind of might go in terms of, you know, will it be, where will the wind be coming from? Will it be coming from the Atlantic? Will it be mild? Will it be wet and windy? You can tend to get that sort of almost 2 or 3 weeks ahead without any detail. So I wouldn't be able to say, you know, in 2 weeks' time it'll be sunny at, you know, 12 o'clock in the afternoon in Bishop Auckland at all. But I could give you some a useful idea of the general conditions we might have across Northern England, say, on that time range.
What can we do to prepare?
Right, so this is where we will invite people to go in to look at the detail on the Met Office website, but there's plenty of things, little steps that we can do, things that don't cost a lot of money. So checking your home and garden and making sure that it's weatherproof for the winter. It's a good time, if you have one, to get your boiler serviced. Another thing to do is check your gutters and drains. Other things to do, knowing what to do if you have a power cut, so how to switch off electrical appliances, your electricity and gas supplies. Checking your car is a really important one, making sure that you've got the right amount of screen wash and coolant, maybe a winter kit in the boot, which might be include some blankets or something like that. Obviously, please stay in touch again with the forecasts and weather warnings. Plan your travel around those. Consider changing your plans if you see bad weather on the way. Please don't try to drive through floodwater. That's an often expensive mistake people make as well.
Now, where can our listeners go for more advice, Will?
So the Met Office website, so you can type that into a search engine. And if you type Met Office Weather Ready, that will take you to the right place. So it'll include some of the information I've mentioned, lots and lots of other top tips as well, both from the Met Office and from other organisations such as the RAC or the Environment Agency who have contributed to this campaign.
Will Lang, can I thank you so much for joining us, Head of Situational Awareness at the Met Office, for joining me here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio this morning.
Pleasure, David.
Thank you.